You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Full moon energy, and aren't we feeling it? It's one of those moons where it's actually about really coming within. It's about clearing our energy and really getting into the nitty-gritty, allowing your soul to feel, to know, to come right in, really get into every crevice of your being. It is time to relinquish, release, move the energy that no longer serves you, the people that bring you down, that you don't feel you're in sync with. The energy's worn out, you're going in a different direction. This is your time to really sit with yourself and feel. Go in nice and quietly. It's not about making a fuss. It's like listening to those tiny, tiny whispers. When you wake up early in the morning, feeling the words that come to you, the thoughts, the feelings, and especially last night, tonight, today, spirit is coming through. Your soul is trying really, really hard to speak to you. Please, I invite you to feel into it, because the more that we can disperse, the more that we can let go of all that doesn't serve us, we'll be all working for our higher self, for where our soul journey, the direction it's meant to be going. You'll be leading with soul, not from outside influences, not from what you think you should be doing. Following the planets, following the moon, following the ebbs and flows, it will get you to where you need to be, to where you really feel in your heart, in your soul, that you need to be in this journey. Because life's a journey, and it's always unfolding. People come into our lives, people move slowly out of our lives, and that's okay. We can be sad for a minute, or we can be sad for a long time, but no, everything happens for a reason. Spirit is showing you where to let go, where to rise, because the more that you can filter out in your energy on a full moon, whether it be even clearing out the energy of your home, dusting the blinds, mopping the floor, adding music, bringing in some music to ramp up the tone, playing your bowls, becoming a human pendulum, really feeling in, what is it, what do I need to clear out? Even with your plants, and I like even with my incense to take the incense out on a full moon and gift the ashes back to Mother Earth. There's lots of little rituals we can do. Activated charcoal is something that you can use if you'd like to, even the charcoal to clean your teeth, to watching your words, vocalizing, lifting your voice, allowing the voice to come up and emote, shaking, dancing. It's not just about a ritual or writing something on a piece of paper, putting it in the freezer, going, oh, yes, this is another full moon. ER or accident emergency will be full tonight. It's not all about what you've noticed in the past. feel what it is. What does it truly mean to you when you have the full moon energy? I know some of my clients that feel quite antsy and ramped up, and they need to let go of past hurts, let go of the people pleasing, the limiting beliefs, what they've been telling themselves for the month, coming back in and feeling often just the words release, 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 and just let it go. It doesn't have to be a huge ritual. You know, it's nice even to sit on the shower floor and just have the water come down and cleanse you. If you're lucky enough to live near the beach or at the beach on a full moon, go for a dip in the water. Be the river. Water, when we look at water, we are emotions, and the water is allowing to drift with the tides. And that's what happens with the moon. We actually drift with the tides, we drift with the ebbs and flows. And then we look at also the planets that are coming in. So it's about surrounding yourself with positive energy, people that lift you up, situations that bring you peace. Avoid negativity. Bring the light into you. Allow the light to come up to you. It's really important. It's really important to feel into a spark. There's a spark inside you, to really feel into it and feel like, ask, come on, ignite my heart, ignite my soul. This is about you. It's not about anybody else. Do not let the outside drama or the outside world, the feels, what's going on in the world at the moment. It's just terrific. Allow your energy to go out, disperse it out, put a big disco ball around you, but please come back to you, believe in you. And that's my little Biz Soulcy divine guidance for the week. I have Michelle coming through. Thank you, everybody, for listening. How are you, Michelle? I love that you called in today. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. I just was wondering, I just went through a divorce about 8 months ago, and I'm just looking for a house right now, and I'm just wondering if you see anything when I'll buy a house, or if it's in the city I'll want to be in, or anything surrounding that.
Interesting. I saw an actual white house. Interesting.
What's that?
I saw a white house. Like
a white house
that's painted, a house that's painted white or white paneling.
Okay.
Are you near the country now and looking to move further out?
I'm not. I'm actually in a city, and I want to stay in the city because of my kid's school district. But because of the market, that's why I'm kind of asking, because it's a rough market right now.
At the moment, I'm seeing you moving further out, because I feel that you're not right in the hustle and bustle. So you might have to go a little further out there, maybe for services. The reason I felt, is there big parks around you right now?
You felt what? That it was what around me?
Is there big parks around you right now? A park is something where you go to play. You can walk in, sit, read a book. It's nature, trees. We call them parks.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Gotcha. What I'm looking at, is there parks around where you are now?
Not really. No.
Okay, because I am seeing the parks. I'm actually seeing that you're further away from services. Okay. So I still feel that you'll be either going on the outskirts of where you are, more country, more like not, it's not the hustle and bustle of the city. And that, you know, that does not mean that you can't come back to the city. It means you're starting somewhere. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you already bought a house before? Sorry, have you already bought a house before?
Yes, I've. Yes.
Have you owned a house before? Yeah. Because they just told
two houses.
Starting somewhere, and they said she's already bought a house. So okay, so yes, so you're going out, but you will be. I feel you can come back in, but not just yet. But it's better to be in the market. Doesn't mean you even have to live in this house for now. But I'm not seeing it right. The energy of where you are now. I'm definitely not seeing it, especially if you're not around these parks. I'm definitely not seeing it. That doesn't mean that you can't do that, but you will need to wait longer to get where you want to be right now. I actually see a lot more happiness coming into you. I feel that you are actually going to settle more in your own energy and in your innate knowing. I feel you're going to actually have a lot more love and control of yourself, and people are hedging towards you. So that's good. I don't know if you're a little bit isolated before, but people are coming more into your field now. I love that for you. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. Are you speaking about career or just people in general?
I'm talking about you coming into you.
Okay.
Like career people in general, I'm talking about all round here. Are you self-employed now? Yeah. Yep.
Partially.
That's probably why it's...
I have a full-time job and a self-employed job.
Okay. When I feel and I look around you, I felt it was you in the entirety. That's why I decided... Okay, they're showing me all around you that you were self-employed. So something's going to come up here with you, with your the way you earn your money, that you will be earning more, that you can say, yep, I did this. It's like you're standing in your power now, which I feel very proud of you for, because it's been a long haul. This just didn't happen overnight. And even so congratulate yourself, because Spirit keeps saying congratulations. So you've done the hard yards. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you can't buy a home a bit further out, even either live in it for a while and then come back. It's just that they're just showing me now it's not the best for you. It could be financial suicide, that's all. So we don't want that to happen for you, do we? But they're saying how smart you are, and they're saying how smart you are with money. So I love that. Just because you have a strong pull to a certain house, please do your sums, do your budgets, because it might be a matter of just waiting or tweaking where you are. Are your kids students? Because I see two students around you. Are your children students?
Yes. Yep. All three of them. Yep. They're all students.
Yep. Because I'm seeing students around you. And when I look at this house, it's going to accommodate the students. It's going to be a child-friendly or, you know, what the student keeps saying, friendly. So it's probably going to be a bigger house. Interesting. It's not small, but it's white. It's glowing. And when it's glowing, it could be that you're protected around this, but I do see this. I see an extra job coming in around your career, and it has to do with what's going on with your employment now, and I love that for you. And I'm just sending you lots of love. Keep manifesting, keep putting it out there, because just because we're not seeing it now, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen in the future. Your prayers are always answered if you keep asking for what you would love to come in your beautiful family home in the city that you reside in right now, and just allow it to come in. Just allow, just let go, look, and feel into it. Much love to you. And Michelle, you've got this. I just see it's just, it's really light and bright. So I love the home being light and bright as well, because I can see the brightness and the lift. It's very light in energy too. So that's beautiful for you.